Last time on Who's the Boss?
Wait a minute. This ain't just a job offer, Angela. It's a history teacher and baseball coach, Angela. And they want me for an interview in Iowa on Friday. Oh, this is great. This is...
Iowa?
Shall I put it on the door?
As an associate professor?
Wow, I thought they'd start you as a regular teacher.
What do you say, Tony?
Well, I'm sorry, Dr. Graham.
For all these years, you've been putting your life on hold for other people, for other people's dreams, and now it's your turn. Please, Tony, let me do something for you.
Associate professor sounds pretty good, huh?
Sounds great.
And now, the show. For the last time.
Hank, are the taillights hooked up yet?
Not yet.
Oh, I don't think this is tight enough.
All right, hit the brakes, Jonathan. Perfect.
How you doing out here, guys?
Hey, you're packed, you're gassed, you're ready.
All right.
Oh, Tony, first you leave Brooklyn, then the entire Eastern Seaboard.
Oh, it's all right, Mrs. Rossini. Hey, I'm just going out there to teach for a year.
Well, you still need these. Gallon of olive oil.
Oh, okay.
And this.
What's this?
Name of the other Italian in Iowa.
Come on, Angela, what do you say? You ready? Let's move it.
Idaho, here we come.
Angela, wait a minute. It's Iowa.
Oh, that really changes our rest stops.
I know. I just get the names confused.
Iowa.
Okay, all right. Come on, let's get going here.
Okay.
All right, I got my olive oil, huh? Goodbye, baby.
Bye,
Max. All right. Okay, hey, you take care of yourself.
Right. Bye, morning.
Okay, bye. Okay.
Call as soon as you get there.
Yeah, I will. Okay, well, here we go, Angela. A new beginning. I think it's going to be great.
For love and a time for living, take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden, a brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two, found a trail, and at the end was you. There's a path to take and a path not taken. Choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life, a brand new life, a brand new life around the bend.
All right, now, Angela, we have too high of an expectation. Just a small school with a big budget. Wow, look at this place.
Well, are you sure they gave you the right apartment?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, do they know how to take care of their coaches or what?
I'll say.
Oh, and look at that view.
Oh, wow. Idaho's flat. Iowa.
Right. You're gonna get it. Boy, so what do you think of the place?
I think it's perfect.
Well, yeah, except for one thing. Hang on. Hey. Now, I'm home.
Oh, how does it feel to have your own place?
It feels nice. I mean, but I think it's gonna take me a little while to get used to it, you know?
Well, let me show you one of the benefits.
Okay, you're all hooked up. Hey, man, who are you?
Ned.
I mean, what are you doing here?
Phone man, I hooked up your line.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, listen, I'm...
Tony Maselli, new history professor and baseball coach. Born in Brooklyn, played for the St. Louis Cardinals. Catchphrase, oh hey, hey-o.
They really check you out when they put a phone in here.
No. Everybody's talking about the new baseball coach.
Oh, listen to that. You're famous.
Yeah.
You see, we take Wells College sports very seriously.
Oh,
listen, I put a phone in the bedroom and a line in the kitchen, just like Coach Snyder had at... No extra charge.
Oh, thanks, Ned. I think I'm gonna like being coach around here, huh?
Yeah, you'll love it. As long as you win.
What happens if you lose?
You're kidding, right?
Tell me, Ned, what did happen to Coach Snyder?
He lost.
So he transferred to another school, huh?
You're funny, Coach.
Could you make this an unlisted number there, Ned?
Oh! Hey, you made good time.
Thank you.
Markable winner.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dr. Graham. Hey, the place is great. I'll tell you, it's kind of hard to understand why, Coach Snyder would leave.
Health problems. Anyway, I'm glad you liked your place. Where'd the candy go?
Who?
Your new secretary.
Candy?
Oh, you'll love her. A former Miss Iowa and a real farmer's daughter, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know.
She'll help you get settled.
Great.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Sorry. I had to get the cookies out of the trunk.
Candy?
Yes, you must be...
Very pleased to meet you.
Hi, Candy. I'm Tony Maselli. You were a Miss Iowa, huh?
1948.
I can see.
So, you ready to go over and get set up in your office?
Well, to tell you the truth, Dr. Graham, I just got here. I was thinking
that maybe we've got a lot of work to do. Now, Candy will show you the ropes and introduce you to everybody. Oh, they're all anxious to meet the guy who's going to win.
Health problems.
Well, I guess I could go down there, sure. Are you going to be okay here, Angela?
I'll be fine. I'll just start unpacking. Don't you worry about me.
All right, I'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
What is it? Well, of course he had health problems. They set him on fire. Angela?
Over here.
Sorry I'm so late, but I had such a great day. It was so exciting. It was so fast. I mean, Iowa is... Unbelievable. Hey, you got a lot done here.
Yeah, and I'm starving. Hey, what do you say I change and we go out to dinner, okay? I hear this one restaurant in town is supposed to be fabulous.
Really? Which one?
The one restaurant in town.
No, I wish I could, but I got to do my lesson plan for Monday, and then I also have to review all these tapes of the players here.
Oh, you have to do that tonight?
Well, if I want to win, and I want to win.
I understand.
Wait a minute. We can do both. We'll go out to dinner, and then I'll do my work, okay?
Great, I'll go change.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hi, Mother. No, the corn is not as high as an elephant's eye. No, it's not that high either.
Oh.
So, how are things back there?
Jonathan's fine, Sam's fine, I'm fine.
How are things at work?
Boy, bad news travels fast.
What's wrong?
Well, Mr. Henderson hates the new ad campaign. He's demanding to see you first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, gee, well, maybe I can come back today earlier. No, I'm not rushing back for every little problem. Tony needs me. You tell Henderson I'll see him when I get back. Mother, I've got to go change. Tony and I are going out for dinner. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Tony, I'll be ready in 5 minutes. Tony? Tony?
I'll win the next one. Don't burn me. I can't believe it, Angela. Our first weekend together and I'm buried in tapes and books.
Stop it. I will not have you feeling guilty for ignoring and neglecting me. What I mean is, there'll be plenty of other weekends. Trust me, it'll be fine.
Yeah, you're right. It'll be fine.
Final boarding call for flight 110 to Chicago.
Yeah, well, except the leaving part.
Oh, Tony, that's the best part. All those long, lingering kisses at the airport.
Yeah, well, I still hate to see you go because, I have a terrible premonition.
What? Does anything happen to my plane?
No, then I'm gonna be so lonely.
Oh, Tony.
you're going to be in Connecticut in 3 short weeks. Okay, now somebody owes me a memorable goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, wait a minute. Is that the weekend of the 20th?
Yes, it is.
That's alumni weekend, Angela. I have to be here. I didn't know that when we made the plans,
well,
you know?
That's okay. That's okay. We'll just do it the following weekend.
Okay, yeah, if I can change my reservation here. Let me try. Excuse me, miss. I'm Tony Maselli. Could you change my flight on the 18th to the following weekend?
Of course, sir. No problem.
Thank you. Iowa. Pretty good.
That'll be an additional $395.
I don't want to buy the plane.
Sir, you're on a super saver fare, and the cutoff time was noon today. We have to charge you the full fare.
But that was only 2 hours ago.
Tony, my plane's leaving. I've got to go.
Just one second. Come on, give me a break. 2 hours, 2 hours.
If we did it for you, we'd have to do it for everyone.
Who, everyone? There's nobody. Get out of here. There's nobody here.
Tony, I'm here, but I've got
to
go.
All right, Angela, one second, Angela. Listen, let me explain something to you. My fiancé and I are going to be doing a lot of flying back and forth this year, you know? And if you don't treat us well, you know, we're just not going to use this airline.
We're the only ones who fly this route.
Buy you a drink? Okay, fine. I'll pay the money. I'll pay the money because it's worth anything to spend time with you, Angela. Angela?
I think she left, sir.
Oh, great. You think she left? Oh, fine. You happy now? Are you happy? You ruined my romantic goodbye. I mean, you're so caught up in your little corporate world, you know? I mean, you're just so caught up with your rules and your regulations. Just once, can't you people show a little warmth and compassion?
That warm enough for you, sir.
Way to go. Now everyone's going to want one.
That was a great game, Tony. I never saw the boys look so sharp. What did you say to them?
Well, I told them to do good. I don't want to die. No, I'm serious. You know, I had a lot of olive oil in my life. I'm highly combustible.
Well, you should be feeling very good about yourself. You've been doing a great job on the field and in the classroom.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Graham.
Look, I'm having a little party tonight. Why don't you come?
Oh, I'd love to, Dr. Graham, but, you know, I'm beat, and, you know, I got a couple things I'd like to do.
And you want to talk to Angela.
As soon as possible, sir.
I'm sure she'll be thrilled to hear that you won your first game.
Hey. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, hi, Tony.
How does he know? How does he always know?
So, Tony, how are things going with you?
Oh, they're great. Let me speak to Angela, please.
She's not here.
Well, what do you mean she's not there? It's Thursday night at 6:30. She's always there.
Not tonight. She's out.
She's out? What do you mean she's out? I got news.
Well, she went to a party with Henderson. He loved the new campaign.
Oh, well, that's great. I mean, look at that. She had news and she didn't tell me.
Yeah, I'm sure she was going to tell you.
I could have gone to a party myself tonight, you know.
Oh, was that your news?
No, it was better than that. But listen, I'm gonna call back tomorrow and maybe she'll be there then.
Look, Tony, I know what you're going through. But cheer up. This is typical of a long-distance relationship. You call, she's not there. Yeah. She's out with some rich, handsome client at a party doing God knows what.
Hang.
And you're 1,000 miles away. There is nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, except hang up. Goodbye, Hank. Was that my news?
Angela, I thought you were going to the airport to pick up Tony.
No, Sandwich. She hasn't seen him very much lately. But when he walks through that door, he's all mine. Tony!
Don't kiss me, I'm gonna vomit.
How often you've heard those words.
He's got the stomach flu.
Oh, no, Tony, if you weren't feeling well, why did you come?
Oh, because it's been 3 weeks, Hansa, and I missed you so, and it would have killed me to spend another $400 on a Super Saver.
You know you really shouldn't fly when you're sick. It must have been horrible.
Oh, yeah, but it was a lot worse than the guy sitting next to me. But I didn't feel that bad when I left, and I knew seeing you would make me feel a lot better.
Oh, Tony.
Excuse me.
So how long have you had this gift?
I feel so much better. I really do. I really do. You know, it feels great to feel great.
We're very happy for you, Tony.
Yeah, thanks so much for bringing us a little something from Iowa.
Well, I do feel terrible about leaving you guys like this.
It's okay, Dad. Go.
Well, I hate to infect and run, but I got a plane to catch, you know. Hey, Angela, give me a kiss.
Yeah. No. We'll just keep giving it back and forth to each other.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, look, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Take care, guys. And, by the way, Angela, you're out of toilet paper.
Oh, Angela, I'm so happy. We're finally together. We're healthy. We're alone. Mm-hmm.
They lost my luggage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're going to find it, Angela. They're going to find it.
Well, maybe they found it already. I'm going to call them.
You know, Angela, you know why I think they lost your clothes?
Why is that?
Kismet.
Tony, that's very sweet. No, don't put me on hold.
Oh, no.
Country music.
Oh, let me hear it. Hey, that's Clint Black. I just bought two of his CDs.
Hello. Yes, the name is Bauer. No, don't put me on hold.
Oh, I love this song. It's about a Brahma bull and a rodeo clown.
What have they done to you?
Hey, this stuff grows on you, man. Listen to this. Listen.
There's a hoof where my heart...
Oh, I love that. That's a good one.
That's
a good one.
That's charming. How long are they going to take?
All right, take it easy, Angela. Remember, this is Iowa. We do things a little slower here, but, you know, once you get into the rhythm, it's pretty cool.
Well, I'll relax when I get my luggage. I lost my makeup, my clothes, my portfolio. I had all my layouts in there.
Oh, hey. Hey, yo. Are you saying you were bringing work here?
Well, yes, I had a few things I had to do.
Well, I had a few things I had to do, too, but I cleared my schedule. This was supposed to be our weekend.
Well, actually, last weekend was supposed to be our weekend, but when you got me sick, we had to change our schedule, and so I fell behind.
Oh, so you're saying this is my fault?
No, I'm just saying that I had a really good reason for bringing my work. Hello, could somebody please pick up this phone?
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, you know, you get off the plane, you're already in a bad mood, you're trashing the airline all the way home, you get right on the phone, you won't even kiss me, and you're making fun of my music.
Fine. Tell you what, you like the music so much, you stay on hold.
Okay, fine. Oh, Buck Owens. Oh, ooh, with Dwight Yoakam, the new one. I know history's tough, Wendell, but... Oh, wait a minute. You play football, right, Wendell?
Uh-huh. Good. Let's try that.
Okay, now, look. The defensive line are the Germans, okay? The quarterback is Poland. All right, now, the ball is hiked. The middle linebacker comes crashing through the line and sacks the quarterback. What's that called?
Blitz.
Bingo. Way to go, Wendell. Okay, now, the German invasion of Poland was called the...
Defensive rush.
It's close, though. That's close, Wendell. That's close. Look, you're trying. We'll work on this tomorrow.
You know, Mr. Maselli, of all my teachers, you're the best.
Oh, thank you, Wendell. Of all my students, you got the thickest neck.
Gee, thanks.
Oh.
Great news, Tony.
Yeah.
That high school All-American you're recruiting, he's coming to campus on Saturday.
Oh, that's great. Wait a minute, except I'm not going to be here Saturday. That's my weekend to go see Angela, and I hate to miss it. Because last time, you know, she was here, we fought the whole time she was here, and we didn't make up till she was just ready to go.
You know what your problem is?
Yeah, I got big lips, but they don't reach to Connecticut.
That's right, you're too far apart. And when you do get together, your expectations are so high that if one little thing goes wrong, it spoils everything.
You know, some candy, you're 100% right, but what do we do? What do we do?
Surprise her, you little goose. That way there won't be any expectations. Just show up at the door, grab that girl, and play a little tonsil hockey.
Candy? Tonsil hockey, huh? You know what? It's a good idea. Hey, you're the greatest, Candy. You'll always be Miss Iowa to me.
I can still squeeze into my bathing suit. You want to see?
Well, not if we're going to make the plane.
Trust me, women love the unexpected.
I know, you're right. I can't wait to surprise Angela.
Anyway, I just couldn't wait another 2 weeks to see him. I just couldn't wait to see Tony. I had to surprise him. Oh, he's got... Oh, you know what I should do? I should call his landlord and have them let me into the apartment. That would really surprise... Oh, I'm sorry. I've been chewing your ear off the whole flight. You've been so sweet to listen.
Hey, you know, no problem.
Hey, the last seat on the plane, is fate on my side or what?
Uh-oh. I forgot to call Dr. Graham and tell him you're going to be out of town.
Oh, that's all right, Candy. I should do that myself, all right? I'll be right back. I'll make that call. Hang on. All set. Okay. All right. I'll see you in a couple of days. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot my carry-on. Okay.
Say hi to Angela for me. Oh, hi, Angela.
Candy!
What are you doing here?
I came to see Tony.
Oh, dear. He just went to see you.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Wait!